WDR Mobile.
I'm KV2HXS.
Good morning, David. Lanice and I are just headed down to our favorite store, Aldi's. I'm going to stop at the post office on the way and drop off a couple of bills. Oh, I don't know what bills she had. I sent in my dues to the Greer Club and paid my dues to the Brawlers Club, the Blue Ridge Club, yesterday. And you can do that by PayPal, though, so I didn't have to mail it. Saved me 50 cents. I don't think that's going to make much difference in our budget, but at any rate, I trust PayPal more than I do the United States Postal Service, if you know what I mean.
PayPal. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I canceled my PayPal account quite a number of years ago. Although I did buy a radio through PayPal, didn't have a problem with it, so I limit myself as far as what I get involved with online. But yeah, I'm gonna join this club here very shortly. And once I get back to work here and start earning a paycheck again.
I just been a member for a zillion years here, and so seems like so I just do it. So I don't forget it. Miss certain things around the first of the year. And it's an open repeater, so no problem there. I was just thinking of what I did yesterday and made those out and get those mailed out. And Greer Club hasn't met except by Zoom, and I'm like you. I will not do Zoom. They've had too many security problems. PayPal, I think it's safe, and it's growing. So I don't have a problem with that, but I very seldom use it. But certain places, it's just almost a must, unless you want to give them your credit card numbers, and I don't want to do that. So I'm a little overly careful about the online stuff, too. I just restrict it entirely. Well, it looks like a beautiful morning. We had 29 degrees. Carr says it's 34 now. And we're just crossing Pleasantburg Drive, headed down towards, we go to the Taylors. Or Locust Hill, Bernice says. She's the navigator. I'm just the pilot. And, well, I'll tell you about the kids' journey there yesterday. You'll get a chuckle out of that. Go ahead, Dave.
I'll be in Taylor's in a little while. I got to run down to the office and got to get a few supplies. And then I got to do an install today. I do an install, 32-degree air conditioning install. Ooh, ah. I'm actually going to hook up the gas heat today and get that going, and then I'll do the air conditioning the next warm day.
It tends to goof up the superheat when you're doing it in cold weather, don't it, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, you really can't charge it. What I'll do, it's a gas furnace, so what I'll do is I'll get everything set in place, get it all brazed in, you know, I'll get it prepped, and then I'll cut the gas loose once I get the vacuum, once I put it in vacuum, and then I'll just tell them, don't run the AC. It's a short line set, so it shouldn't be bad. It'd be off a little bit, but it shouldn't freeze the system up. But there's no way to charge it today, no. Even if it gets to 55, it'd be very difficult to charge.
Seemed like I remembered that. I'm by far no excellent HVAC guy. Give that up about 10 years ago. What little I did, mostly control stuff. Well, the kids took Allegiant Airlines, and they went down to Fort Lauderdale, you know, to a ball game for middle school exceptional football players, which I have no use for. And I told the daughter, I said, it's not only stupid, it's reckless, and you're risking yourself, and you're risking our grandson. And then our son-in-law flew down by Allegiant a couple of days later. fast lane, Bernice says, because I got to go to the post office. So, anyways, I told her, I said, you know, they got the cheapest pilots in the world there, and probably the cheapest maintained planes. Although it was an Airbus A320, but I think it flies the same circuit every day. So when they got ready to come back yesterday, make a long story short, she hadn't noticed, but they said there was a delay till 8:37. And she sent me the heading, the picture of the Allegiant logo and everything. And I said, well, Amy, I said, that says January 4th it leaves at 8:37. And she hadn't noticed that they'd canceled it for the whole day and wasn't going to leave out of there till this evening. And she was less than happy. So they rented a car, and they're in Jacksonville now.
What a heck of a drive. Yeah, I've done that drive from Vero Beach up to here. It's okay. It's not a fun drive, but when a couple of times we flew up to this area, we flew out of Sanford, and we used Allegiant because it was one of the lesser expensive airlines. And we didn't have a problem, but I'd rather fly at times than drive, especially if I don't have a lot of time.
They're both engineers and have jobs, and I'm thankful for that, but I just didn't think it was something that was necessary just for a middle school kid to go down there and play a football game and take a chance of getting COVID-19, and I'll stand by that. Oh, shoot. Yeah, they were less than happy. Some lady had been waiting there, an elderly lady, let me get this mail thrown in. From 10 o'clock in the morning, she still hadn't got out. And Amy told her, you're not going to get out because it's canceled. So, anyway, we just hope they're safe because there was a tremendous amount of traffic yesterday, according to what the news said. And not the best day to be driving on. This is Israel Geo.
And Monday after a holiday week, oh, God, yeah, I'm sure that it's pretty busy out there. Yeah, I try not to do too much these days. I have an install today and see if I can get it all done today. I'm going to at least get the heat hooked back up. If I have to run and get some parts, I'll do it, but I understand, you know, taking risks right now. But on the other side, too, there are a lot of people out there bored out of their skulls because they've been sitting home too long. So I understand why they did it, but that's, you know, of course, their choice. KB2HX has mobile.
Yeah, I do, too. And they had some fun. They went down to the beach. They went to the go-kart place. And what was funny was, it's not, but it is, they thought they were leaving. And this was yesterday evening, and Allegiant hadn't even notified them that the flight was canceled. And she thought it was just delayed. And so they went to a go-kart track, and Scott and my son-in-law and my grandson Isaac were out racing on the go-kart track when I told her. I said, you better get them, because I said, that flight don't go out till tomorrow. And, OMG, she was less than pleased.
Oh, go-kart track. Well, it's fortunate that they were able to get a vehicle to drive back in. Did Allegiant compensate them at all, or did they not have the Allegiant app on their phones or anything?
Yeah, but the way that logo come up on there, I can see how she would have missed it. Because it was exactly the same times and everything. They fly the same circuit up to Kentucky and then back down to Fort Lauderdale and back down to Greenville with the same plane, that A320. But you lose one sensor, one safety of flight instrument, and you're down. And it's Sunday. You think you're going to get guys out there on a holiday weekend to fix that plane? Not likely. And then I told her, I said, you know what, they may have got subjected to, put that on inside air, Bernice. Whew, something down here stinks. And they might have gotten subjected to COVID-19 and had to change flight crews, and Allegiant's a small outfit, you know. Up for grabs as to what happened. I mean, any little thing, a micro switch, a static sensor, a pitot tube might have got a bug in it. There's just a lot of things that can happen with an aircraft. Thankfully, usually it don't. Let's see, we're still on the inside air. Okay. I see a little fog coming up on the windshield here. Well, David, I'm not too far from Aldi's and Taylor. It's good talking to you, and good luck with that gas system. I kind of wish ours had had gas along with the heat pump, but it don't. But I've always heard that's a real good way to go. That way, when the temperatures get down really low, the gas kicks in. You have a good day, and maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. And this is Gerald TR.
Fuel systems are very expensive. I put a couple of those in, those Bosch systems. I'm fixing to get new windows in the next couple of weeks in my house. That'll take care of the drafty old 1966 windows. So, all right, have a good day, Tom. KEB2HXS 73.
Yeah, thankfully we done that. You could see the curtains blowing when we moved down here 10 years ago, so I had all new windows put in. Good idea. Well, I'm going over to Walmart and get some push water for this thing, and Bernice is going to go in and get your mask on, Mom. Oh, you can't go in. We got 10 minutes. Well, I'll just go over to get the gas right now then. All right, Dave, you take care. Have a safe day. This is N0TR 73.